This podcast looks at part of the AS-AQA specification and looks at the theory put forward by the psychologist Bandura that looks at the process called observational learning. And we're going to look at some detail at Bandura's observational learning theory. This theory is based on the fact that people will copy behaviour. And they'll copy behaviour that's powerful, that's reinforced, that's strong. You might consider the fact that youngsters, young footballers, will copy the goal celebrations of the footballers they see on TV. Sometimes they may copy some of the unacceptable things you might see in football, such as the diving of players when they're not actually being fouled. But if we want to use this in a positive way, coaches can look at the fact that people will copy powerful reinforced behaviour and they can use it to their advantage. Because coaches will like to give us demonstrations. They like to give us things that they want us to copy. When we're learning in sport, if we can accurately copy a demonstration, then that's going to be to our benefit and we'll have learned that particular sporting aspect. To help us to copy behaviour, Bandura suggested that there are four things, four processes that the coach needs to do in order for the learner to copy the demonstration, sometimes known as the modelled behaviour, for the learner to copy that modelled or demonstration correctly. There are four things. They are attention, retention, motor production, and motivation. And what we'll do now, we'll look at each of those four in turn and have a look at how the coach can use them. The first one of them is the concept of attention. The learner is far more likely to copy behaviour if they pay very careful and specific attention to it. Now, why would they do that? They do that because their behaviour has what we call a function. There is a reason behind it. The coach has shown it us because it has a purpose. Example is, if you're doing a sliced serve in tennis, you're doing it to drag your opponent out of court. That may appeal to the tennis player and may immediately grab their attention. Yeah, I'd like to copy that. It might work for me. That behaviour has not only got to be purposeful, it has to be attractive and powerful. It has to look good. It has to be successful. And by being successful, it's often reinforced. Any demonstration that you give has got to be very clear, very accurate, and it's got to focus on specific details and relevant points. And if you do all those things as a coach, you're going to grab the attention of the learner and you're going to make them want to copy it. Okay, once you've got their attention, the next thing you need to do is you need to make sure that the learner can remember the model behavior, put it in the memory so that they can use it in the future. This is the process called retention. Okay, the ability to retain in the long-term memory the skill and recall it when you need it. You can help the process of retention by simply repeating the demonstration. And remember, of course, it has to be an accurate and successful demonstration. If you make it meaningful, relevant, and interesting, then the learner will not only pay attention to it, but they'll want to put it in the memory. And you might use role models, people who the learner holds in high esteem. They don't have to be superstar role models. It could be someone from the club who's very good. If they can perform the skill correctly, then people were more likely to remember that and put that correct image in their memory. Motor reproduction. That means the learner has to be capable, physically and mentally, of doing the task. If the learner can't do the task, then really it's very difficult for them to copy the demonstration if they don't have the physical capabilities. So all the tasks you set have to do two things. They have to make sure that the performer can do it successfully. And if that means you've got to lower the bar, as it were, a little bit, then you have to do that. You have to allow success. And you have to set tasks that are appropriate for the performer's ability. If you've got a youngster as a beginner, set a task appropriately. set a simple drill that's unopposed, that's easy. If you've got a more advanced performer, bring in a more complicated scenario. Make the task appropriate to the performer. The final thing you have to do to make sure that your learner can perform the modeled behaviour is to motivate them. And the process of motivation is usually based on a couple of things. One of them is offering rewards, praise, and reinforcement. The simple well done, you're doing that well, goes a long way to making people want to copy your demonstration. Giving them encouragement, giving them positive feedback, giving them rewards at the end of the performance. Those things will help to motivate them and will help them to copy the modelled behaviour. Okay, so we've now looked at Bandura's model of observational learning based on the fact that people copy behaviour. What you need to do for the exam is to be able to explain the four things that the coach has to do to help the learner copy the demonstration. Grab their attention, make them retain it in the memory, make sure they have what we call motor reproduction. They can physically reproduce a task and motivate them. If you do those four things, modeled behaviour is likely to be copied. That's the theory. As a little summary, if you're giving demonstrations, okay, and you want them to be copied, you might also consider, to make that demonstration effective, doing some mental practice, making sure you highlight the cues and point them out to the performer. Make sure the demonstration is 100% accurate. Make sure the learner is capable of doing it. Allow some time for the learner between the practice and the action for the information you've given them to sink in. Highlight particular cues. Make sure they're capable of doing the task. Those are considerations you might make, and you sometimes get this asked on the exam. How can the coach make sure that visual demonstrations are effective? And those are the ways to do it.